want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is brown sugar. Did you ever think you'd hear brown sugar on this station? You all know me as the Word on Food guy, so maybe the Rolling Stones song never entered your head when I announced the title of this week's word. Several years ago, my wife, Janet, and I were teaching a cooking class high up in the Rocky Mountains. It was the town of Telluride. We'd never been to Telluride before. I must tell you that had we seen Telluride before we moved to Key West those many years ago, I might be known for cooking rum and pepper painted trout versus rum and pepper painted grouper. Such are the twists and turns of life. I'd gotten to the dessert course in our cooking class, which was my Havana bananas with rum, chilies, ice cream, and chocolate sauce. As is typical when we cook away from home, we ask our host to get us the more staple items like flour, eggs, and sugar. My recipe for these Havana bananas calls for brown sugar, dark brown sugar to be precise. When one of the eagle-eyed students pointed out that I had a small bowl of light brown sugar in front of me, of course asked, "What's the difference, chef?" Whether I'd ever known and forgotten, or had the truly intoxicating altitude of the panoramic Rockies shorted out my brain's memory banks as to what the difference between light and dark brown sugar was, I can't say. Or couldn't then. I did notice after I had let the brown sugar sift through my hands, I was left with sticky fingers. I hope that amused some of you. Here, back at sea level, I now have done some more study on the subject of brown sugar. It's the amount of molasses that's added to the sugar that gives it its degree of lightness or darkness. Illuminating, isn't it? History is illuminating too, and some of it darkly so. Sugar is present in some form in all plants and animals. Honey was one of the first forms of the encompassing term we use when speaking of things that make life sweet. But honey is also a term in this way. White sugar has gotten a bad reputation, but it is more often the case that too much of any kind of sugar can lead one down an unhealthy trail. Sugar beets provide a prolific amount of sugar to the world. As early as 1590, a French botanist by the name of Olivier de Serres extracted a sugar syrup from beets, but it took over two more centuries until that industry got up and running. Sugar cane is the source of most of the world's sugar. Sugar cane is a giant grass that resembles bamboo, but instead of being hollow inside, it is filled with a sappy pulp. Columbus brought sugarcane plants to the New World, and it became a crop that augured in one of the most horrific examples of exploitation ever known, the slave trade. Brown sugar is marketed in granulated lump or cube form. It possesses a distinctive flavor. There are various types, including the very dark, moist, soft molasses sugar, through a pale muscovado to the large crystallized demerara. Commercial brown sugar contains from 3.5% molasses for light brown sugar to 6.5% molasses for dark brown sugar. Now, what exactly is molasses? Ah, that's another show. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.